proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible session. We continue with our series about the devil's diabolical designs, as revealed in the 14th chapter of the book of Isaiah. In that portion of scripture, Satan affirmed that, quote, "I will ascend above the heights of the clouds," unquote. What exactly did the devil mean by his allusion to the heights of the clouds? Was he referring to transcending the earth's atmosphere, going into outer space, which is what a literal rendering of that particular phrase might be? Let's look at the Hebrew word derived as cloud. That word came from a verb which meant to cover. You can easily see the associations between clouds and covering. Whenever thick clouds form, they tend to blot out light generated by the sun. Speaking about clouds as a natural phenomenon, they consist of water droplets which condense and coalesce around particles of dust. Job, in the 26th chapter of his book, observed that God, quote, "bindeth up the water in his thick clouds, and the cloud is not rent under them," unquote. Clouds frequently served as harbingers of rain, a phenomenon noted in the Bible in 1 Kings chapter 18, when Elijah saw clouds rising over the sea and told King Ahab that rain would come and the drought over Israel would be relieved. But the Bible also refers to clouds in a figurative sense. Take, for example, Proverbs chapter 25. The writer opined that, quote, "Whoso boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain," unquote. In other words, having no value. In Proverbs 15, Solomon compared the favor of a king to a cloud of the latter rain. God told the Jewish people in Isaiah 44 that, quote, "I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgression, and as a cloud thy sins," unquote. In the Bible, clouds frequently appeared in connection with God's manifestations of his deity. At the foot of Mount Sinai, as recorded in Exodus chapter 19, we read that, quote, "There were thunders and lightnings, and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled," unquote. At the dedication of the tabernacle, as according to Exodus chapter 40, the writer declared that, quote, "A cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle," unquote. This identical phenomenon occurred at the dedication of Solomon's temple, recorded in 1 Kings chapter 8. Clouds also played an important role in connection with the second coming of Jesus Christ. In Daniel chapter 7, we read a prophetic passage where Daniel had a vision in which he saw, quote, "One like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him," unquote. In Mark chapter 14, Jesus Christ confirmed that when he informed the high priest that, quote, "Ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, and coming in the clouds of heaven," unquote. In that particular case, the Savior was telling the Jewish council that he himself would be associated with God and coming back in power and in the clouds of heaven. By seeking to ascend above the heights of the clouds, the devil again manifested his desire to supplant God the Father, as well as supplanting God the Son. Satan wanted to appropriate for himself the splendor of the clouds, which veiled God's majesty. By raising himself up higher than the clouds, Satan thereby announced his ambition to disrupt the rapture of the saints, who will come to meet Jesus Christ in the clouds, as Paul foretold in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. So by saying that he wanted to ascend above the heights of the clouds, the devil was saying that he wanted to replace God. But once again, he will fail. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.